Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Catholic Charities of Buffalo announced on Wednesday the launch of Appeal 2025. Feel free to tell us the details and what the fundraising goal is for this year.
Absolutely, Brayton. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Our goal this year is $8.5 million. That's about $500,000 more than we were able to raise last year, which is important. It's a challenge, but the need in our community continues to grow.
What does the Appeal 2025 go towards again for people that may not be familiar with how the appeal works?
Happy to. Thank you for that opportunity. We serve roughly 1 in 10 Western New Yorkers through our programs all across 8 counties. We've got over 50 programs and over 80 locations. A lot of people don't realize everything from food pantries to mental health to job training. And so the appeal helps us to fill gaps in our funding to provide all those services. And so it's a very, very important thing. This is our 101st year running the annual appeal as we celebrated 100 years in our existence in 2023. So we're very excited. We're very proud. And we serve people of all faith traditions. We don't even ask, right? So it's a universal outreach, and we've become an integral part of the community.
I know that you made mention that last year was a year where I think the goal was $9.5 million, and you raised about 84%. And we talked about it in the past, too, with the challenges. I mean, what challenges from last year did you take into effect this year to try and help that goal maybe be more attainable this time around?
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult to try to set a goal because you want to feel successful, but at the same time, the need actually continues to grow. You know, if we look at how much money we really need to help, it's more, not less. But the hard reality is philanthropy is changing, not only in Western New York, but across the country. The face of how people want to support charity is just not what it was even 10 years ago. And the economy, while there are certainly some bright spots, there's some real challenges, especially here in Western New York where we serve. You watch the news, and recently 1,500 people lost their jobs in manufacturing. And so on and on and on. So we needed to be conscious of the economy, of the public sentiment, and sort of adjust with the times. And that sadly means we've had to sort of trim some staff and tighten our belts. Last year, we actually served a few thousand people more than the previous year, even though we've had challenges in fundraising.
And when it comes to this year's appeal, I know that it might be an additional challenge given the circumstances with how things have panned out with the Buffalo Diocese and the closure of the multiple parishes in Western New York. How does that factor into all of this for you guys, and what challenges that might provide?
It's certainly part of the challenges we face, you know. And I think that many of the people that I speak with are very supportive of the work of Catholic Charities because they recognize that we're the boots on the ground. You know, we're actually out there helping the community in a very, very real way. Think of us as the corporal works of mercy. And so we try to focus on the positive and remind folks that, you know, we're called to serve our neighbor. You know, those people who consider ourselves followers of Christ, that's what he told us to do, is to love one another. And that means, you know, feed each other, clothe each other, help each other with housing, help each other with education. And so that's what we do.
Deacon Schumer, anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
This has traditionally been a Catholic fundraising effort. But as I mentioned earlier, we serve the entire community. 1 in 10 people in Western New York receive some sort of assistance from Catholic Charities. We are really reaching into the community at large, not only people of the Catholic faith, but all members of the community of any faith or frankly, no faith tradition. You know, helping Catholic Charities to serve our community is a really important way to help your neighbor. And so we invite people to come to our website. That's CCWNY.org. You can make a donation there, or you can call us at 716-218-1400 and make a donation that way.